Canada's Telecom and Television Complaints Watchdog says many telecom providers aren't following complaints section rules on their websites, and it's particularly concerned about some repeat offenders. The Commission for Complaints for Telecom Television Services, CCTS, released its annual compliance report on Thursday. The report found just over half of the 51 communications providers audited didn't have an easily accessible complaints section on their website. Just 35% of providers were fully compliant with requirements to inform their customers about the CCTS on their respective websites in both official languages. However, the watchdog characterized that as a positive result, as it was an increase from just 14% that were fully compliant in 2019, and compared with a historical average of around 20%. The report measures the industry's performance in following the watchdog's complaint handling process and informing customers about its services. It also captures whether service providers are meeting their obligations to pay CCTS fees and share financial information with the commission. The good news is that every year we do these audits, most of the providers do work with us to fully address their compliance issues, said Janet Lowe, CCTS Assistant Commissioner for Legal, Regulatory and Stakeholder Affairs, in an interview. We would like to see that improve and we would like to see that number continue to rise, but it is an improvement compared to historical rates. The report found 29% of audited companies were non-compliant entirely, with no CCTS information on their websites. The Commission requires search functions to direct visitors to information about the CCTS dispute resolution process when looking up relevant keywords. Lowe said this information should be easy to find, which the Commission defines as no more than two clicks away from a website's homepage. Despite annual reminders of those rules, the report said both Rogers Communications Inc. and TELUS Corp. have been non-compliant with search function requirements in four of the past 5 years. The main issue for both providers was that searching their business websites did not result in the required CCTS information. Another issue has been missing keywords on their French and English residential websites, the report said. Overall, this is concerning given that Rogers and TELUS have been audited for compliance with the Public Awareness Plan since 2017 and they are well aware of this requirement. Lowe said publicly naming companies that break the rules is one tool at the Commission's disposal to enforce the obligations in the case of recurring compliance issues. In more severe cases, such as a provider refusing to implement a resolution ordered by the watchdog following a complaint, Lowe said the CCTS would consider expelling the company from its membership. That would prompt the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to get involved, opening the door for financial penalties. We typically reserve those for very rare and egregious cases of non-compliance, Lowe said. It's really saved for cases where providers have denied customers access to the CCTS, or through the complaints, they have denied them a right of recourse or remedy to be made whole. Last month, a report by the Commission found complaints about phone, internet and television services were up 43% halfway through its reporting year. It pointed to an alarming rise in customer gripes related to overcharges on bills, calling the trend a cause for concern. Its latest report on non-compliance said it identified around a dozen providers that did not promptly implement customer redress to which they had agreed, or which was mandated by the CCTS after an investigation, in 2023. The report said the CCTS worked with those providers to ensure the customers received the required remedies. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 16, 2024. Companies in this story: TSX, RCI, B, TSX, T. Sammy Hughes, The Canadian Press.